This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. If I pay the price, but look how much
me.
this ladies' night. What? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Bro, the L site. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Have some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused and the dope is like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and hopeless. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off, keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made with the QB. And I got all my sisters a man.
What's up, good people? This your girl, K. Nicole, and you already know this is Ladies Night. And as always, your girl got something we need to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Today, I want to talk about my topic today is the war on women. And before I get into all of that, I got to let y'all know, DJ Big Stu, Big Stu in the building.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Women's rights tonight.
I mean, it's not even the rights of just women. It's just basic, like, come on, like, the things they want to change. It's human rights, basically, exactly. Like, today, they got a lot of little facts going on around, you know. I even looked up both sides of the story. I'm going to talk about the GOP, your Republican candidate. Okay, now I guess we got Romney. Romney is the man, right? He's the choice. So their choice for us women, I mean, you really need to keep track of what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Their choice for us is no women cause. Their choice for us is for us to stay home with the kids and, I mean, like, just really out of touch thinking. I mean, come on. Half of a lot of us women in the middle class, a lot of us are struggling, you know, taking care of our kids by ourselves, you know, some of us, you know. Some of us are single parents. And if you're a single parent female and you cut in child care and you're telling me to stay home and with the kids, like, and then what? Who's going
to
pay for that?
Y'all burnt your bras a long time ago. I'm just saying, that's, you know, women burnt their bras for women's rights.
I mean, you know already. I mean, come on. Half of the time, a female is taking care of a lot of things in the household. And there's nothing wrong with a female being a stay-at-home mom if you are given that option. You know what I'm saying? If you are afforded that luxury to stay home while your husband take care of the house, the financials of the house, you know what I'm saying, bringing the food home while you take care of the home and the children, that's a luxury. That's an option for you to take if it's there, but there's most of us do not have an option like that. You know what I'm saying? So the government, the Republicans, they not only, listen to this, they not only want to reduce women's access to abortion care and certain prenatal and birthing cares, they want to redefine rape. You hear that, DJ Mixed? They want to redefine the rape.
That's crazy.
I mean, listen, this is how far they want to go. They want to just take rape and trim it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe call it forcible rape. So that'd just be a one category. So there's no like,
they want
statutory rape or whatever.
To keep their child after they got raped.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They want to just call it that because they have this Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is where, you know, I guess you get a free charge or maybe you could get this help free, maybe abortion free if you were raped, you know what I'm saying, or a victim like that. But they don't want you to be defined. You have to have a certain type of rape. They just want to call it one thing so they could slim down the number of abortions they accept. You know, that's amazing when they come to rape and God forbid, you know, you get raped and you wind up pregnant, like, how could you expect me to want to, you know, that person want to keep the baby, and then you want to get tell me that, no, you're going to have to keep this baby because you wasn't raped the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy right there. It's crazy. They don't pay attention to what's going on with the government, man. All right. A state legislator wants to change the legal term for victims of rape, stalking, or domestic violence to just accusers. That you're not a victim, you're just an accuser. Ain't that amazing?
So if you get raped and you turn the guy in, mm-hmm. you're an accuser, you're not a rape victim?
You're not a victim. Yes, exactly. You're not a rape victim. You're not a victim.
Wow.
You're just a rape accuser.
I wonder how they would feel if one of their kids got raped.
This is amazing. Like, how could you even think about that when you are a human being that came from a female, you know what I'm saying, that had females yourself? And would make it so crazy, like, they're just going to call it accuser. But what about other less, you know, gendered crimes, like victims of gender of burglary? So you still a victim just because you got robbed, but if you get raped, you just an accuser. This is deep stuff, man. The government, you got to make sure y'all go out there and vote. Make sure y'all vote, because, you know, it's serious out here. They want to take everything from women. They even got some of the things they taken from the older women. So listen to me. They want to redefine rape. They don't even want you to be a victim no more. They just want you to be an accuser. So I guess whoever you're accusing will have a lesser charge too, because he's not really a rapist then. So that's just wow. You know what I'm saying? DJ Bix do this crazy stuff.
Accuser, it just means like you secure him. It's not like he's guilty, you're a victim. So he might not even get nothing happen to him. If I don't know the new law, but if he's just an accuser, and all right, you're an accuser. There's a lot of people that are accusers, you know, on a job. You could be like, oh, they did this. You accused them of this, so you're an accuser. So I don't understand how that would fit with rape.
This is what I'm talking about. And most of the stuff they talk about don't make sense anyway. If you really check it out, they really don't make sense. All right, listen. In South Dakota, Republicans proposed a bill that could make it legal to murder doctors who provide abortions. That's crazy. So you would want that doctor that's performing a duty that this female most likely want or need in a case of rape, and you would kill him. He'd get the death penalty. Opposed to some of these killers and murders, and this is what they worry about.
Next thing, you know, they'll be chasing witches on Halloween, man. You know, I don't know what's going on.
This is what I'm talking about. This stuff is deep stuff, DJ Bix, dude. We're going to get into some music. This is your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. Don't go nowhere. All right?
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him.
Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know how I feel. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done
out of love,
no matter, running out of love,
and then it's too late to talk about. Then listen to the song while the record plays. When a woman, mama taught me a long time ago.
Nicole, and we're back. Thank y'all for tuning in. For y'all that's just tuning in, our topic of the day is war on women. And we just went over some things that your Republicans would change when they get in office, the things that they would do. Listen, and check this one out. They will cut nearly $1 billion of food and other aid to low-income pregnant women, mothers, babies, and kids. So, you know, they got, like, little programs like WIC and stuff like that for the parents and stuff. They want to cut all of that. They want to cut everything associated with anything that could help out people that's not making money like them, because they're getting the tax cuts.
I don't understand how making people poorer would actually help America get richer.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the logic when it comes to the Republicans. You know what I'm saying? Like, the logic is, if we get more money, then we could give y'all a little extra scraps. You know what I'm saying? That's their logic. It's just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it is.
And, you know, I hear them talking about success, but what about success for the poor man? You know, what about the helping hand to help the poor man get successful? That's what America is built on, ain't it?
I don't know what's going on, DJ Big Stu. Like, all right, listen to this. If you really check out what's going on, when you really reading it, it's like you don't even hear what they're offering. Like, all right, they shooting down Obama quick. Oh, no, the Obama's wrong about that. Obama's wrong about this. But, okay, so what's better? What are you going to do that's better? Because the better we've seen so far, you done cut, you know, you're changing, defining the names of different things, and you're cutting money here. All right, so this is what's going to be different. We're losing stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So name some more stuff that they're doing.
All right. So Republicans have a bill that would let hospitals allow women to die rather than perform an abortion necessary to save her life.
Wow.
I mean,
if that is extreme, that's like living in some, you know, I don't know. That's like living in a world that you see in a movie. Like, why would you even want to be a president that, like, stands behind something like that? That would make you real sinister. It's like you're the bad guy in the Batman and Robin or a Superman movie.
You know, what makes it so bad, they don't even care. Like, they just tell you that blatantly in your face. Like, all right, well, this is what we're going to do. So you take it and leave it, and it's like it's still there's followers. Like, where's the followers? Like, you following still? You still following this man, and you listen to what he's saying. All right, I'm watching the news one day, right? And he's saying something. One guy says something about we're going to kill him or something, And the guy, the whole crowd is clapping. I'm like, wow, the whole crowd is clapping to this. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it's not even about. You could just hear the crowd. Actually, you didn't really see him, but you could hear the crowd clapping towards the fact that he's like, it was like a kill type of, we're going to kill them all type of, you know what I'm saying, statement. I mean, the real bullies to me is the Republicans. Like, they come at you with, I mean, blatant lies. Like, it just be a lie. Like, this is not even true. This is a lie.
I mean, it's just crazy that how, you know, these things you're telling me, I can't even understand how any human being will be saying this is like something to do to save money. You know, I can't even understand how they can even see that any women or you know, would feel that's not an attack on them.
I mean, I don't know. But to me, it's like, I don't even see how you can even come with this when you are a son, you have a wife, you have daughters. So in the hope for maybe, you know, I'm not even gonna wish nothing bad on anybody, but God forbid something go wrong with their money. So now you're not as rich as you used to be. You can't pay the bills that you used to pay. So now should we just let your mother die or take away her health insurance and do all of that, you know? They don't even think that far. They just feel like they're going to just be on top, rich, chilling, and it's never going to be no difference for them.
And it's a contradiction because Mitt Romney's wife said she wants to have the right to stay home and take care of kids, but yet she don't feel a woman has the right to pick if she wants to have a kid. It's a contradiction in some way, you know what I'm saying, because she wants the woman to have some rights, but you don't want the woman to have the rights that her husband is against. So you can't be for, you know, it doesn't make sense when you really look at it.
You know what? They even quoted her on a statement. She was saying something. I can't do the full quote, but anyway, this is almost a fact. This is a fact, but in my words. But they quoted her on saying that she liked the fact that, that there's women out there that have to work and don't have a choice. Like, I maybe it came out wrong, but this is a quote. You know,
a lot of this stuff don't come out wrong, man. I mean, when you talk like them and you keep on constantly, that's just who you are. It's not All right, they made a mistake. The news took them out of character. They got more than one issue like that. Like every time they have a press conference or something or any little interview, they say some crazy stuff that like to make them look wild.
I know, it's crazy. You know, I know, it's real crazy. And for her, as a woman too, like this is what I'm saying. Like they all jumped on that lady. What was her name? Something Rosen. And they all jumped
yeah.
on her. And then I don't even know what happened to that lady. That lady probably lost her
they
job.
They say she's coming back.
But listen, be real talk. She didn't say nothing wrong. She's right. His wife is out of touch. You know what I'm saying? She's way out of touch because she had the luxury. They afforded the luxury. Yes, he was a rich man. He built himself up. We're not taking that from him. But she had the luxury to stay home and take care of 8 boys. You got people that's single, struggling, working hard, 2-3 jobs to take care of their 8 boys by themselves. And there's now they done cut a lot of child care. They done cut a lot of child care already.
I believe that, you know, why nobody asked her the question, did she have a nanny? You know, I mean, she said everything, but nobody, you know, she said, I chose to stay home, but she was rich. And 9 times out of 10, she had a nanny. And that's what somebody should have asked her, and that's what somebody should have did some research and found that out, and it would even make, like, even more. You wouldn't even work in that home. You know what I mean?
Listen, you already know they had a nanny. You think she didn't have a nanny? They riches can be with 8 kids. I mean, let's keep it real. How many of them really take care of their kids? Period. How many of them really even really know what it is to take care of their children? It's the true story. All
every
of them got nannies.
You walk downtown Manhattan and you see a nanny pushing a child, and it's more common. You go to the upper East Side, the Upper West Side in Manhattan, and all you see is nannies in Central Park with children. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but she's saying they're not the right. You know, she has the right to say, and she's a working mom and all that. A lot of her statements would not fit because I'm pretty sure if you can build a garage for, I mean, an elevator for your garage, then I know that you had a nanny. A nanny's not even a problem to have because you're building an elevator for your cars. And your,
they got an elevator for the cars? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Mitt made it very clear that she has a couple of Cadillacs, you know?
I mean, you know, this is what I'm saying. Way out of touch. It's not even because he's rich. It's just even the thought of the things he want to cut so he can stay rich. Like, he don't even want to put up nothing more. These men are damn near billionaires, and your country is struggling, and you don't even trying to help out no more. You just want to take from the poor. You take an education. It's just crazy an education.
Another thing is that they trying to say the Democrats is like, you know, taking advantage of certain situations, like Obama, when he just put up his new ad, they kind of counter their ad. But they forget that George Bush paraded 9/11, that picture of him on the World Trade Center with the construction worker or the rescue worker, they paraded that all for years. His whole election, you know what I'm saying? When everything was going wrong for him, they always do that commercial with George Bush standing on top of the thing with Rudy Giuliani and the other guy, the man who's now famous for being in that picture. They forget about stuff like that. They forget about everything they do.
Well, yeah, of course. You know how they do. They say it and don't even take it back. They just pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man, it's just so much on them. Like, I'm watching CNN, and I'm looking at it. You see they got the new thing with Obama, that commercial they talking about, how, like, it's just Mitt Romney compared to Obama. I'm not even comparing, all right, let's not even compare to Obama.
Now, let me give you another positive picture.
Uh-huh.
Remember how you said Obama attacked success when it's wrong to be successful. Now, if you have star power, will you be likable like Obama? Wouldn't you say you're being successful in some type of way? You're being successful with being a public figure.
That's
you're
right.
You're a very likable president. So, once again, when you look at the Republicans and what they say, a lot of things are contradicting. It's like hidden words. They don't believe. It's like crazy. Who thinks over there? They just spend money. They're going to spend money to just throw mad ads. And they got it wrong. They thinking that the youth is not going to get down. It just ain't start yet. You know what I'm saying? It ain't start yet.
Let me tell you this. Exxon this year alone, just now, up this year, 2012, is making $104 million a day profit. And George Bush tax cuts, he was giving them tax cuts. This is the profit they're making. This is not just them making their due money. They're making profit of 100 and something million dollars a day. You know, Exxon is one of the highest, you know, gas stations there is.
And all these guys, now, check this out. All these guys that's fighting against Obama, they're either two things. They're either for gun rights, real heavy, want to put guns all over America, or they oil. They big oil tycoons. And, you know, that's why they don't like him, because he's taxing them. Now, there's a whole bunch of rich actors, musicians, you know, directors, and other people that's successful and celebrities. They're willing to pay extra taxes to help the country. But the Republicans, the big businessmen, the men who work the most money, would rather take out of women, would rather take from children, would rather take from resources to help. But they wouldn't mind putting more money into jail. They would put more money into jail.
Yeah, of course.
They would build another jail. They would build more laws to lock up more people in jail.
Yep.
They would take every resource away to try to help someone. So they build a cycle. And when you accuse them of that, they're wrong. They say the Ryan building is great. You know? And now, it's a shame when you have to look to say, well, maybe I should get a woman so I can get the agenda, because we messing up. So we know we're trying to build up the points back up on the agenda. Or maybe I should get a Hispanic person to say, if I get Rubio or Jeb Bush, the Spanish people are going to like me. That's insulting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very insulting.
Yeah, you see how that came up?
Yeah, you know, you just talked about for years and your policies with the immigration, and now when it's time to run for office, you disrespect a whole race of people by thinking you can put somebody with a Spanish name and a Spanish background or a little, you know, or have a Spanish wife, and that'll go and fix whatever that law has done to thousands of immigrants that came before you even try to run for office.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, let me tell you this. You know when they put that black dude, what's his name? McCain. The black guy. You know they first intentions thought they had a black guy to run against Obama. You know it.
They thought they had somebody to take the black vote from him, so when they could run, they knew that McCain, I mean, whatever that dude name, he wasn't going to win. They knew that. But they figured he could take a percentage of the black vote away from, you know, away from Obama. And that's what it been done. If he took the black vote away from Obama, you know, and that would have made Rip Romney have a lot more votes. And he would have never endorsed, Obama. He would never endorse him at the end of the day. He would have said, all right, you know, I'm going to stay Republican. So he was just trying to snatch some shine from Obama.
Yeah, you know it. Come on. They thought they had one, boy. They thought they was going to pull a fast one on us. And but I don't see why you thought we was going to pick a black Republican. It wasn't making us no difference. He was talking some crazy stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? It was $9.99. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the insult is at. That's what the insult with the Hispanic people is at, with the Rubio dude. You know, it's like, come on. What are you doing? You know, if you know, make some issues that help the immigrants, the Spanish people, the Latin people in all the inner cities, the black and the African American in all the inner cities, the senior citizens, and the women.
I tell you, they just do it in your face. They do it blatant. They don't even try to fight it. Like, they just right there blatantly put a black person in and try to, and I mean, like, a little Spanish guy to try to get the Spanish votes. Like, it's just blatant. They don't even try to hide nothing that's popping to them.
Now, I'm not going to get mad at Rubio or the other guy, because you know what? At the end of the day, they still advancing their people, even if they're Republicans. They're getting their name out there. They're being another successful Hispanic or African-American. So they are doing progress, even if they might be on the wrong team. But we do have the right to pick where we want to be.
Of course, definitely.
And so, you know, but the fact how the Republicans use the people to think that people is that stupid to say, well, boom, we're going to put him there to take some of the shine from Obama. We're going to put him there to build us up in the Latin community.
Yes,
we're going to put her there. Like, now they think about Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Blatantly. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how they do it. And it's crazy how people fall right behind them. It's crazy how much people are following. There's people that don't know nothing about nothing about nothing. They just following what it follows. You
and
know what I'm saying?
If you don't want to talk about the Bush issues, why do you have 17 Bush advisors working for you?
Exactly.
Why do you want to even consider Condoleezza Rice as a vice president? Not to say that she wouldn't be a great candidate or she's a successful woman at that, but I'm just saying she stood for the same issues of George Bush.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why would, and those issues what got us into the thing, even though they said, oh, we're not going to talk about that. But everybody in America deeply know that the Republicans got us into all the mess.
Yeah.
The Obama inherited it. And he couldn't kill everything, but he killed a few things.
Listen,
and
he knocking it out one day at a time. Like, you can't change it like that. This is a world you took. This is a America you're talking about. He got to change the whole America in less than 4 years. Like, how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? You know how much that war cost? That war put us in so deep debt, and that's Bush hands right there.
Republicans.
Both times.
8 years.
You remember when Clinton was in? Clinton went to war. I don't even know if anybody remembered the war. That's how quick the war was. It was done and over with. It didn't cost us nothing. We wasn't even in debt. We wasn't even in debt until Bush came. When Bush came in office, we went into debt. Clinton had brought all that down.
The Democrats raised a lot of wars because we work with technology and we save manpower. Now, Obama, he accomplished all of, like, a few major things that the Republicans couldn't, you know, accomplish. All these guys that's running for office, these guys were standing mighty high behind George Bush when he was in his heyday. With, you know, so.
You already know that. I said it's a little noted that is a reason why he wasn't after those certain type of people, because it was supposed to be making money off that Snapple company.
Exactly. And, you know, and Michael Moore throughout the movie, about 9/11, you know what I'm saying? And if you look at the issues, the same way the Taliban looked at they women, it's kind of how the Republicans, in a smart way, are treating women in America, little by little. So you gotta do the contrast and see. You know, I'm not trying to get deep on y'all. You know,
what I don't understand is why would you want to have the right to just tell somebody how to do their body? Like, I totally agree. Like, I don't feel like, I feel like a woman should have their choice, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think you should just, that should just be your precaution of birth control. You just go and get an abortion, abortion, abortion. But I feel like you should have the right to take care of your situation any way you need, necessary. But as far as they're going,
about it, abortion came about in the back of the days.
From who?
Certain, you know, rich families was having children that was having kids, you know, young, and they was embarrassed, and they didn't want nobody to know. And this is how abortions came about. It wasn't the poor families who created abortion.
I thought it was coming from slavery, where the white woman was messing with the guys,
and they tried.
I believe a lot of them died in the process. But
well, you know, you might have got hung. You know, I don't think you got, both of y'all might have got hung and burned.
Listen, abortion comes in many factors. You could drink stuff, take stuff. You could do a lot of different things to cause yourself to lose.
But now, you know, a lot of the abortion, when it really came about, it came about with a lot of rich, young rich, you know, Caucasian women or young men, they was having kids early. Their family might have disagreed with either the person they was having it with or whatever.
That embarrassment.
And that's, you know, a lot of embarrassment, and that's what happened.
Well, listen, in Maryland, Republicans, right, they ended all the county's money for low-income kids' preschool programs. They ended it. You know what I'm saying? You know what they said?
What?
Why do we need it? They said women should really be home with the kids, not out working. These is all a Republican. This is how they thought. This is the thoughts of them. We're going to end the child care because the women should stay home. So, all right, so since that woman is staying home, who's paying the women bills? Like, this is unbelievably, like, where do you get this from? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you figure that you cut off the women's child care and now they don't have no child care so they can make it to work? They should just stay home?
Well, we have a caller, so we got somebody that wants to talk about what we're talking about. Hello.
Hey, Big Stu. Hey, K Nicole.
Hey.
It's Mimi.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey, Mimi. Hey, girls. It's Mimi.
How
everybody.
You doing?
Hot Talk every Saturday at 10 p.m. What's going on, girl?
Yes, I was just listening to you guys talk about this whole political frenzy we're in. And, you know, I just feel like the whole system is set up to support the legislators. So, you know, we support them. We pay their salaries. And when there's an election, I feel like it's all a marketing strategy. Like, they have to do their demographics to find out, you know, how many women are going to vote for this type of candidate or how many black people are going to vote for another type of candidate or, you know, what the issues are, what people are talking about out there. So when they find out, this is what they do. They decide to stand on a platform and talk about certain issues so they can get that person to vote for them. They really don't care about the system. Like, I know you were talking about how they're trying to pass a law to say that women can't get abortions regardless of even if it's going to save their life, so they'd rather let them die.
Right.
I don't think they would ever do that because in that case, there would be a lot of malpractice lawsuits. And the doctor
well, it
be
depends. Because think about it. If there's a law, I mean, it's like you are dying, right? You're on the table, you're dying. It's like, well, you know what? Well, we can't resuscitate. It's almost like a do not resuscitate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's almost in that same sense if you think about it. It's not even that you get a malpractice. You're already on a dying table. And maybe if they take this chance of doing this abortion, you'll live. But you know, you're just going to die. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's, I don't even see it as being a malpractice, but I just see it as you in this situation, and this is their job. Like, we can't do nothing about it.
Right, but they would never pass that law. It would just be too many complications and too many things. They want to say that they'll do that because they want to appease people, but when it all boils down, when do they really ever address the issues that they talk about when they're trying to get elected? They never address the issues after they've been elected. So they can say, yeah, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but it never comes to pass. So
they'll use that that topic to have a conference or something and go away and use it to write some money off, but never pass a bill on it.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Exactly. And, you know, really, all of these big businesses, the reason why we're in a lot of this trouble is because the government let these big businesses get away with a lot of stuff. For instance, the mortgage crisis. You know, they knew they were giving homes away to people who couldn't afford it, but they did it anyway. And really, ultimately, who benefited from it? I think it was more of the government and the big businesses who benefited from it, because they gave them a stimulus package that no one would have ever seen. Like, poor people, they would never give them trillions of dollars in stimulus
packages.
It's
very true.
So, you know, why would they? Why is it warranted for them to get stimulus packages in which they still got bonuses that they weren't supposed to get? Some of these people that make a million dollar salary.
Yeah, they still don't get their bonuses. They still
exactly.
to this day.
Exactly.
This is where the change come in, man. This is where we got to step in and start getting all this stuff regulated. Let me tell you something. All the stuff we're talking about now, too, all the issues, none of these issues are going to come into play until 2014. Not one of them. So we are even, we're talking about it, and this is what's going to happen. And if we don't step in and start making these changes and, you know, start demanding some better quality everything, education, healthcare, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us is paying a lot of money for healthcare right now.
Well, Obama
tried
to step in and do something about healthcare, but they're giving him a lot of resistance. He's never going to be
course,
able to
because
do
they
things
don't, they,
that
you know
he
big,
wants.
That is
he's
definitely
never,
a big business.
Right.
You know?
He's never going to be able to do all the things that he wants to do.
He won't get it all done, but he'll definitely regulate it to another extent. He'll probably stop some of the stuff that they're trying to do now, like cut some of the child care maybe, because there's a lot of child care getting cut now.
Well, basically it's going to be like, you know, they want Obamacare, which really Romney to be said by Romney. They know that the plan is good. They just don't like the person who's saying it.
Exactly.
They'd rather it be said by Mitt Romney opposed to Barack Obama.
Well, I think they're trying to cut the child care at this point because I think they're a little bit worried about how the legislators will be supported. You know, I think we're so much in a deficit that now it's threatening their livelihood and their pensions in the end when they retire. So they have to do something
crazy
about that. So now it's time to cut spending.
And Robert Madoff, or whatever his name, Bernie Madoff, that's different. People to that nature, that's different.
But let
right,
me tell
I'm
you,
sure
when you, when they make up, yeah, if they when they make up all these bills and all this tax, because there's always little clauses in there where they have hundreds of thousands of dollars that's going for not used to a lot of things. There's a lot of things that's in the bills that is unnecessary, and it's a lot of money put aside for these unnecessary things. It's just so much missing money and transferred money and mishandled money going around. It's just ridiculous. You
yeah,
know, and
absolutely.
That's what the problem is. It's not even, I think if it was like a real, they had a real breakdown of the real whole system, it would probably be recovered so much money. You'll find out so much stuff going on. Because sometimes it just don't make no sense that, especially when you look at the MTA, right? Every day, all day, that train is full pack all the time, and they always need to raise the train. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even the bridges and the tolls and stuff, every day is packed. You could barely make it to work on time, and they still need to raise all of this stuff. It's so much misused money. It's just, it needs to be a regulation of the whole entire system.
All that being politicians and construction companies, big-time construction companies working together, making big plans to build stuff that take 20 to 30 years to fix up, to be built, like the Second Avenue Railroad or a few other things. And I remember them discussing that train station when I was young about on Second Avenue, you know?
And you could ride past some of these places and watch some of these workers just sitting there. That's your tax money. That's your money going through.
Yeah.
It's bailing the city and state for all this little nonsense going on. It's a lot of regulation that need to go on. It's so much happening.
So, you know, basically, it's a money circle with politicians, because politicians got to help you get the permits and the rights to build on certain land, and it's kickbacks. And, you know, we all know that. It's kickbacks.
Mm-hmm. You know how it is. That's exactly how it is. That's why Exxon is making $104 million a day. And you're telling me you can't make Exxon build a community center or a chain of community centers of $100 million a day? This is what you need to do to be in the city. Where you going to take your Exxon gas to? You're making $104 million a day. We can't have a recreational center in the neighborhood from Exxon, or we can't get them to donate, you know what I'm saying, housing towards somebody that's living poor or something like that. It's $104 million a day you're making. That's amazing. They even cut in the senior citizens. They want to cut the elderly and poor women.
And East Harlem,
yeah,
they're closing down a lot of nurseries, daycares that parents need, working parents need to work, to get successful. You know, he keeps the throw around the word successful, but if I can't work, if I'm a poor person and I'm willing to work hard and I'm willing to do the American dream, but you're taking away a few things that I could use to help me. You use things that benefit you as a rich person, like taxes.
Exactly. What I don't understand is, like, all right, in any logic, why would you cut, like, schooling? Like, the schooling is the future right now. You would cut them so much they barely have education. You got some schools and some places so packed, like, it ain't even, the children not even learning nothing. And you got some places just letting zone people in. I'm not saying that you got to let everybody in the school, but you know what I'm talking about, DJ Big Stu. They got some schools downtown Manhattan that they got certain picks and certain choices. You can't even come next to this school. And a big part of the reason why the school is a good school is because they don't allow everybody in. I'm not saying that's not a problem, but I think you should allow some people with a chance, especially if all these other schools are getting shut down and then you have nowhere to send these children. But to be on top of each other in a crowded class, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the thinking is that some of those people have discipline problems, and they don't want to say, okay, well, we'll take on this child, because they don't have time to do that. And then they don't want to fund these kids either. So they'll leave them where they are, and they figure, oh, well, they're not going to graduate anyway, so they don't really care. Because there's some schools that have a very low graduation rate. So,
but
you
think
know.
About it, most of those schools are, like, super packed. The teachers
mm-hmm.
don't care. They're not getting really paid. They're not even teachers that much no more, you know. They're
right.
teachers, fellows, or teachers' assistants. You got teachers that's in the class with your children now that's not even a licensed teacher. They're just a teacher fellow. Like, it'd be one teacher, and it's maybe a couple of them under that teacher's license, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And these ones are so young almost now that they starting to mess with the kids in school. I don't even know what's going on. What's, like, it's just out of control right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and really, when it goes down to it, the kids that's going to be hurt is the kids and the at-risk kids. And the at-risk kids are in the inner city. When they cut the programs usually affect the at-risk kid programs. Like the places that give money to, like, PALs or the you know, all the little community centers,
uh-huh.
the Boy Scouts, whatever, you know, the things that's in different ghettos across America. And those are the things that get hit and targeted the most when they tell you they're taking from social programs and programs in the community centers. It don't be the big town centers.
Uh-huh.
The big town centers be already paid for by, you know, either rich people or teens.
Little neighborhood community places, they shut down real quick. And then they say, And then they wonder why your kids don't have nothing to do. They're shutting down all the community centers. They don't keep up the parks. You know that. The parks ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing. And then the education ain't all that, because you in a class with 40, 50 students to one teacher, almost the kids driving her crazy. Now she's in there tight and upset and don't want to do her job.
Not to mention, when you're a teacher nowadays, you have to be like almost like a game prevention teacher now. You know, it's not just regular in some of these inner cities. It's not just regularly teaching these kids. It's like you have to be like a gang preventer, because anything can happen in the classroom now when you're a teacher.
I think where the problem is so much is that like you said, the recreation, everything. They done took away gym. Kids really don't have gym now. They don't even have gym now in school. You know what I'm saying? That used to be a requirement. You don't even, nowadays the kids don't even really come in the yard like that. They barely have gym. They got schools where the school is on the computer. My daughter's in a school where she walk around, they give her a laptop, and she uses this laptop. She barely has gym, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, what do y'all do? You know, and it's just amazing to me, like, the stuff they took away, like volleyball in school, like little tournaments, little stuff that would keep the kids in shape, keep the kids' mind on something else than what's going on in the street with these gangs. That's the first thing gone.
But that's another attack on women.
Exactly.
Because by taking your daycare resources
mm-hmm.
away from you, it's making it hard for you to get out in the work field for us and work. It's making it hard for you to compete in what is, per se, a man's world. But then they're expecting you to stay home, because somebody out of the relationship will have to stay home, unless the man is already not working and the woman is
uh-huh.
not working. But if it's a two-parent family that both was working, then it would automatically have to make the woman stay home, you know, once you lose your daycare service.
Right now, online, is the GOP has 28 thousand children kicked off of school lunch programs. Like right now, it's 28,000 kids that's not getting free lunch. They got to pay for the lunch now, just to protect tax cuts that was afforded to the richer people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. Like, I know that there's places you gotta figure stuff out, but I know that there's better places you can figure it out. Like, you got somebody who's right here on American soil who's making $100 million a day, and that's just here. You know what I'm saying? Like, $100 million a day, he can't be part of something going on in America right now? Like, he can't be part of a better cause initiative? I don't understand what's going on. Like, these billionaires, you a billionaire. How come y'all don't have big outlets right now going on for the community and the kids? You are a billionaire in America.
Take money away from war. That's where the money could come from. Millions of dollars.
If it wasn't for Bush, we wouldn't have been. That's where it came. You had to feed them. You had to keep them with bullets. You had to keep them protected. You had to do all of this to keep them. And then when you converted the ones out there, you had to take care of them. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Not to mention the money for casualties.
And then the
when
money for casualties.
Families that, you know, when you have casualties, they don't tell you about that money in war, when mistakes are made, and the family of the Iraqis or the Afghanistans that was innocent.
But let me ask you this.
Money.
What about when they took down Osama bin Laden? I mean, not even Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein. They found money. I mean, money, gold, money, money, money. I'm just curious, so why wasn't that money used for the funding of the war? You understand what I'm saying? Like, they found money. This man was living in, like, his house was gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, his tub was gold. Like, he had money. I would have took all of that and funded the war with that. It's like, I know there's other ways to do a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ways that there could be money without cutting so many things, cutting so many people off, hurting so many people. And I see that in a lot of Obama plan is trying to, you know, help out a lot of people and reduce a lot of things. But, you know, I just think regardless of if you choosing right now your choice is Republican or Democrats, you got to really look at who's even offering you something. The Republicans don't even have nothing to offer you. They just shooting down everything the Democrats say. All right, you shot it down. You don't like this. Then tell me, what do you like? What is it that you want? What is it that you propose better? This was what you need to start asking if you going on the Republican side. All right, so we don't want what Obama got to do. So what are we going to do? They don't even have an answer for you. They don't know what they're going to do.
What are we going to do that there?
They're not even telling you that. They're telling you what they're going to do. Oh, we're going to... Like, they got Mitt Romney laughing when he's talking about cutting women off of, you know, cutting children daycares and sending women. They gotta go, you know. What was he laughing at? Oh, well, he was laughing when he said they talking about the bill for the college students. He said they could just go borrow the money from their parents. I mean, laughing with it.
What you fail to realize is this is a man who got rich off of getting companies and taking them over, firing a lot of people, and selling them. You understand what I'm saying? Not to say that he wasn't good at it and he did something wrong, but this is who you are. This is a man, this is how he thinks.
I don't even think the Republicans are happy with their choice right now. They like, what
they're not. They have to deal with him.
Other than that, if they didn't have him, they'd have Sarah Palin. So they
They had to put super PAC money to make it work. I mean, this first commercial, I mean, they tried to hit Obama. I agree with Donald Trump. It kind of hooked them up. Because if you like them, you're going to like them more. You're going to look at them as like they hating on him. They jealous of him, you know, and that's how you all look at it. You're an Obama fan, and if you're a kid, they way off. Because kids, that's cool. It's going to make them feel like it's cooler more. It's going to not make them think like, kids are not stupid. Everybody know that why we here, what party put us in the war to make us look for weapons of mass destruction that we couldn't find in 8 years, chased another man that Obama killed in, what, 2 years at the time of his birthday? He killed in 2 years, and come on. And Bush couldn't get him in 8 years and spent mad money and troops.
Let's
look at it for what it is.
Yeah, this is where the deficit is at. Like,
and I think
spent so much money on that war. And it's not like you can't even go to a country and just move all your people. The country is unstable because of you. You done killed the damn president. The whole country is unstable. You got to stay in the country for a little while longer you got to move out slowly because otherwise they're going to go back to the same thing, the same type of situation they was in.
We buy in America what the Republicans did when Bush was in office. And like I said, 17 advisors for Mitt Romney was from the Bush era. Now, you could not have liked Obama all you want, but do you really want to go back to Bush era? This dude is talking about fighting Russia now, the Soviet Union. They're looking for another new war. Obama's pulling people's back from war, and Mitt Romney is talking about another war. Is America really ready for that?
Nah, we not. And against the Russians, too? I'm not saying we ain't strong, but what I'm saying is, come on, we are in debt. And the first thing's going is everything going for the poor people. You see that. That's how it went with the other wars, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you. You got to be careful because Mitt Romney is the type of president that probably got a nuclear bomb shelter in his basement.
I know.
But when they pressed the bomb, he built one in his house.
He got
his
a special plane that's going to take him out of here real quick. It's not even going to, he's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? He don't care. But you seen that movie where there's only a special selected people that can pay $1 million, $2 million a head to get on this special art. You know, I could almost probably put money they got something going on like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know that.
It's crazy.
He got the look of the bad guys, like every superhero.
He just looked like him.
Right where they put the gray hair with
exactly.
The bad guys. You know what I'm saying? He got it perfectly, like the bad guys.
I mean, his whole vibe just set you off. All I'm saying, too, I totally agree with you, DJ Big Stu. Like, even if you're not even, you're not for Obama right now, do you really, really want who the candidate against Obama is? It's like, they own team didn't even want this candidate. They all was dissing this man.
Well,
the Republicans, the way they fight dirty, and they fight each other dirty. They're the biggest bullies. Most of the information they're given is like information you can dispute. You know what I'm saying? They can't even give you no factual stuff, man. So you got to pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, check this out. You listen to Peace Through Radio, ladies.
Peace Radio.
With Kay Nicole. We talk about the women's rights. We're going to get back into some more music.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing women's rights music all night. We dedicate every song to the women. It got something to do with a woman all night.
Serious business, man.
You for another 40-something minutes.
Serious business. Y'all stay tuned, man.
Yeah, because I want y'all to know, I'm going to have to battle, okay, Nicole? I'm going to play the music that Obama and them is rocking in the White House right now. Not now. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this later on after your show.
All right.
I'm going to play the music that Obama and them is rocking in the White House. Then I'm going to play, I got to be fair, I got to play what Mitt Romney and them is rocking in the house. If he was
so
to make the White
the,
House.
You're going to put the Democratic
Republican
and the Republic music. We're going to do
Republican
that.
Republican music versus the Democrat music. So y'all make sure y'all please stay tuned
DJ
for that.
DJ Bixu always got something cooked up.
Yeah, let's get back into some more women music. This is Women's Rights on Beast
Ladies
Radio.
Night.
Ladies Night.
Yep.
Treat her like a lady.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Simply
Your girl K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. And for those of you who's just now tuning in, we're the topic of the day is the war on women, and we've been talking about, you know, the different changes that would take effect, you know, if the wrong people are put in place into our government. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we've been going over how women will be affected tremendously, you know what I'm saying? They even want women to pay more than men in healthcare. Actually, I think we do pay more in healthcare than men. You know what I'm saying? So we're fighting for that right too, the right to pay equal healthcare. You know, it's just crazy how out of touch the Republicans are. It's just crazy how they feel like we should just stop working, stay home with the children. You know what I'm saying? Have no option in our reproduction. Like, how do you feel like you should have control over the way somebody have a child? You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. You know? And it's just, they even messing with the senior citizens. They cut in a big budget off of the wheels on mills. They want to cut all of that. They want to cut anything concerning. They want to cut the WIC. They want to cut... They cut Head Starts already. It's a few of them I know that's like maybe on the chopping block, you know. They're sending out petitions and everything. But it's just crazy. Like, if you take away the child care, then where do you feel like these kids should go? And where do you propose their parents go to work at after you cut off the child care and the parents doesn't have nowhere for the children to go? So we send them to your house. Maybe your wife could watch our kids too. You know what I'm saying? That could be a great idea. You know, maybe we could get your wife to watch our kids, you know.
Or her nanny.
Or her nanny. You know what? You just maybe that's it. They should supply nannies for all the mothers that they're cutting daycare off, you know. Supply a nanny, a personal nanny. That would be dope. They got the money for it, DJ Big Stu. Man, they got the money to say, you know what, we're not going to cut child care. because child care, if we cut child care, then we're going to have a lot of people out of work. That's the whole plan. They want to get a lot of people out. And where do you expect all these people to go? You know what I'm saying? The first thing they're going to go is unemployment. Why wouldn't you want to keep the people working, at least getting all their money? You know what I'm saying? Two-thirds of the elderly women, Republicans, aim to aiming at them. They want to take, like I said before, they want to take funding for employment services, meals, housing, and everything for senior citizens. So when you take all their programs, because I know one program right over here, they just closed that program for the senior citizens. All right, so where are they going? Why do, where's it? They got to change something. They got to be some change because they every time they turn around, they cutting this down. Soon there's going to be one big giant school just for all the kids. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have an institutionalized school. It's like they're trying to do a roundup or something. I don't know what's happening, DJ Big Stu. What you think about that?
Everything you're saying is crazy, but I want you to go down the list some more and tell me some more things that they're doing.
Well, they're eliminating Planned Parenthood. And, you know, Planned Parenthood, they do abortions, but they have a lot of affiliates. You know what I'm saying? What they want to do is eliminate anything that's affiliated with abortions. They don't even have to be a place that you could go to and get abortions. Maybe you could go there and get a referral. You know what I'm saying? They want to eliminate, and which these clinics treat other things. These clinics treat things like breast cancer or give you breast cancer screening or even check you for different types of, you know, health issues. You know what I'm saying? They want to cut diabetes. They want to funding. You know what I'm saying? They want to cut, I mean, like diabetes funding. Like you shouldn't get a diabetes test. So, you know, how are you going to find out if you got it? Or, you know, it's just little silly things like that.
That's crazy.
Like, you know how many people out here now with diabetes, and maybe they got saved, or maybe, you know.
My mother has diabetes.
So a lot of, you know, a lot of her medicines might be at a, and she pays for her stuff. You know, she's paying for insurance and stuff, but they want to cut those medicines out of the insurance, so she would have to just pay that out of pocket. You know, stuff like that. Breast cancer screenings, they want to cut that off.
That's why it's important that we get out and vote. One thing we want to preach is Beef Stew Radio, and we're going to preach this all the way to November. That get out and vote, man. Get out there and just make sure you vote, man, because it's very, very important. They hoping and they planning for us not to turn out, but we got to turn out. We got to turn out in extra numbers. Because not, man, they, you know, it's going to be slavery. It's going to be worse than Bush. At least Bush, I mean, he had his own agenda, but if we tell you it's going to be worse than Bush, you know, you already got to think about that. You putting a, it's like you putting a store manager as our president. That's not what you're doing, Mitt Romney. You're looking at his business
yes,
aspect.
A
but
business.
Do we want a store manager as our president? And that's how you got to look at it.
You got to look at it like that, man. You got to look at what you stand to lose. You know what I'm saying? You getting, especially us, especially the middle class, you know what I'm saying? You stand to lose a lot if you put Romney in. You stand to lose a lot to let this go back to Republicans, you know? They got a lot of things that they taking away from the children. They taking away from the elderly. They just cutting so many different programs for no, just for to save taxes for them, just so they could save face on the tax cuts that was already in place. So in order for them to keep the tax cuts, they'll take away the funding for child care, they're taking away the funding for health insurance, you know what I'm saying, taking away the, then they're taking away your birth control. In all aspects, you would, your insurance wouldn't pay for your birth control. And Obamacare has it where your insurance will pay for it in total. You don't have to pay a premium for your birth control, which is, you know, which should be good. You paying for insurance already. I always wonder that, DJ Big Stu, as much as we pay for insurance, how come we still got to pay a daggone Kofi, a co-payment?
That's right. And then they want more money. And you know, I'm talking about insurances costing like $4,000 a month, a family. Who can pay that? Like, that's crazy. I've seen it where they were charging for the person itself $700 a month for you. If you add your family, you got to pay like $2,000-$3,000 a month. You got a job where you're making $300-$400 a week. How can you do that? How does that work?
I'm telling you, it's amazing how they done figured it out, man. It's amazing how out of touch. I think this is the perfect word. Like, you don't even know what's going on with the world right now. You cutting all this stuff, and then where are they supposed to get this health care from? What are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how it's going down, man. Make sure y'all get out there and vote. We cannot stress that enough. You know, if you don't speak up, you will not be heard.
That's what's up. Well, here's some more music.
This is K. Nicole, Ladies Night. Y'all stay tuned in. I'm going to come back and we're going to keep chopping it up for another half an hour about what's going on in your country. This is all out to the ladies, man. Y'all want to call in, 914-338-1685. This is for the ladies out there. This is a must hear right now, man. They're trying to cut a lot of things that pertain to us. And for you fellas, this is your wife. This is your daughter. This is your mother's, you know. This is some information we all need to know. So y'all stay tuned in. K. Nicole, Ladies Night, DJ Big Stu on the 1 and 2. We're going to put some music on, and we're going to get it going.
I was standing down, staring at the puddles on the ground, trying to figure out a way about this town. And oh, yeah, I'm not the only one. So many people out there chase the sun.
money. Get a shot at being a superstar. A lot of us don't get a chance to fulfill our dreams, but I'm thinking like, gosh, if I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing? I'd probably be like braiding hair, working at a supermarket, you know, just hustling two jobs, you know what I mean? At least trying to do the right thing. I lost so much, you know, I lost so much over the years, but like, it's amazing how when you decide that you want to do the right thing, and when I say I finally made it, like, I don't mean I made it, like, successfully with money. I mean, like, I'm spiritually successful right now. Like, I'm on the right track. I'm on my way to, like, a place where I never dreamed I'd be, and that's perfection. I'm striving for that. I don't think nobody ever be perfect, but I'm striving to be there. I'm striving. I don't think. So what I'm saying to all my fans is, if I could do it, I know y'all can do it too.
Tuning in. This is big news right here. You know, this is must hear stuff. You know, we're talking about the war on women. We're talking about all the cuts and all the changes that'll come to your life. This is like major changing. You know, changes, especially when they're cutting your daycare. They're cutting little programs like WIC. A lot of people depend on stuff like that. They're cutting the senior citizens. They're taking away their programs. They're taking away schools for the kids. They're taking away school programs. They're taking away all kind of stuff, you know. They even ready to allow women to die, you know. They ready to let them die if an abortion will save their life. If abortion will save your life, they would rather you die. And, you know, and we were just chopping it up with Mimi from Hot Talk. She come on every night, every Saturday, 10 p.m. And she was telling me, she was like, I don't think they'll let that happen. You know, they won't let nobody die. But you got to think about it. How many people they turned away already in hospitals that was on their deathbed that they told them straight up and down, we can't see you. You have to find somebody else to take care of you. You know, when you don't care, you don't care. When your value is money over life, then you'll choose the money. If they're not going to get paid for that person, they would rather just let that person die. This is how deep it goes. Right now, the pharmaceutical companies is controlling almost everything. This is why we need some type of regulation. You know what I'm saying? They picking and choosing who they want. The insurance companies, they picking and choosing who should live and who should not. You know what I'm saying? They picking and choosing how you use your insurance. This is not just insurance that people get for free. Some of the people that's paying for their insurance still gotta pay extra. Every time I go to the doctor, I got a $20 insurance co-payment. Emergency room, what is that, DJ Big Stu? $50, $60? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and then on top of that, I'm paying at least $200+ a month. I think that's the right figure. I might be just paying that every check, you know what I'm saying? I gotta really look at it. But, you know, all that money and I'm still not, you know, and how many times do we really go to the doctor? Except for the times we really need it. Maybe one of the kids gets sick, you know what I'm saying? And you're already cutting stuff. Let me tell you how deep it is. They want to cut women's birth control. But a horse can get birth control? Tell me that's not deep. They cut the women's birth control, but an animal could still have birth control. They want to redefine the word rape and change it to just accuser. You're not a victim. Excuse me, they're going to redefine the word rape victim. Victim. You're not a victim, you're just accuser. So you're just accusing him. He's just guilty by accusation or something? I don't understand what they're trying to do with that one. That's just some crazy stuff. But, you know, you just got to make sure you stay on top of what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on. Like I said, I'm Obama all the way. Democratic all the way. Whole Beef Stew Radio family. No, I'm speaking for I'm just speaking ahead of time for us. But all I'm saying is pay attention to the government that you choosing. You know what I'm saying? Do you really feel you have a strong candidate that's going to get us, that's going to do better, that's going to really bring us out of debt? Or you feel like that other candidate is the better one? You just want to make sure you choose the right person because this is your life. This is your health. You know what I'm saying? On the risk, on the line. If the Republicans take over, the GOP get in, there's about 180,000 jobs cut automatically. They're going to keep their money no matter what. You nobody. You know what I'm saying? You're nobody unless you speak up. If you don't speak, nobody going to hear you. So this your voice is your vote. So you get out there and you vote and you make sure they hear you. And make sure they hear how you feel about where you want your life to be and where you want the direction of your health insurance and your health to go. You know, nowadays, like I said, it's bigger. Health insurance is about money. It's not even about your health no more. You know what I'm saying? If you got a pre-existing condition, now they're fighting for it. They're just now fighting for it for people to have insurance for pre-existing conditions. Before, they would just let you die. This is what it's the same conversation go back. They'd rather you die, no, we can't help you. Or you're going to be paying crazy, crazy, crazy insurance. And then on top of you paying those crazy premiums for your insurance, you're still going to have to pay co-payments and any necessary medicines or medication that your plan don't cover. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how they're doing it. How do you expect that person to ever come up? In New York City, I think, what's minimum wage? What, $7.25, $7.50? Maybe $7.75. I'm not even sure if it went up. Even in that category, who do you know, where do you know, can get an apartment and live somewhere in New York City? I mean, seriously? $7 an hour? You paying your babysitter $7 an hour. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. But, you know, it's your girl, K. Nicole, and I went over some shocking facts, you know, some information I think everybody should know, you know, even me when I started reading and checking it out. I pay attention. I watch closely to what's going on, you know, with the politics. So, you know, I'm always have my little voice going on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always come up with something to talk about. So every show I'll probably have something, some other kind of news we got going on that's pertaining to, you know, the struggle, the women's struggle, not even for the women, just for our families and its own. We just trying to live. We just trying to maintain and be successful in life without you taking every little piece of penny you can take. You know what I'm saying? Every time you turn around, they raising a tax or they doing something else. So You know, you just got to pay attention to what's going on. You definitely got to make your voice heard by voting, by speaking. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu in the building, always in the building. He's getting ready to keep it going with the music. I'll probably tune in and chime in and say a little something, something. But, you know, it's your girl, K. Nicole. Make sure y'all can always go back to Beast Stu Radio. Check this show out and any other show, any other host on the station, too. You know what I'm saying? And BeastStuRadio.com. You always check that out. And, you know, thank y'all for tuning in. This is K. Nicole.
In today's world of economic hardship, you need a safe place to hold your hard-earned money. At the Dirty Mac Mattress Bank of Brooklyn, we've taken the proper measures to keep your money safe. Security vaults alone just isn't enough anymore. When you deposit your money, we store it in the last place the federal government will look. At DMBB, our safe and secure double-line mattresses are 100% safe and doesn't need security because who's going to look for your money there?
I kept my money in the bank. Because I had less than $500, they would take money from me each month. I was getting robbed. Now that I use the Dirty Mac Mattress of Brooklyn, my $500 stays $500, and that's how I want it.
After I finish hustling all day, I put my money in Dirty Mac Mattress Bank.
Yeah, because, you know, for years we put our money in the other bank when we first got here. But they don't tell us the right thing, they do this, they do that. So that's when we went to Dirty Mac Mattress of Brooklyn. Everything is okay now, right?
Yeah, but see, look, let me tell you, this was my first bank, right? But, you know, I lose things sometimes. I can't find it. Then I put it in the bank, and then the bank loses my money. So I might as well keep it there, but Dirty Mac?
Yeah.
Dirty Mac is excellent.
And the bed bugs, they're not biting. You put the money, the bed bugs not biting.
The bed bugs is not biting.
You took your dollar? I thought you were going to take your dollar.
They took my dollar.
That was a rush.
Forget that.
There are Dirty Mac Mattress Bank of Brooklyn branches located in East New York, Brownsville, Park Slope, and Marcy Project. We'll take good care of all of your fucking money.
Yeah, sir. It's your man DJ Big Stu. You know what's going down. You know where you at. You in the number one place and the place to be. They call this the people's choice of hip hop, the people's choice of great music. You know where you at. Let me know you're there. Yeah, once again, we in the building. Now the battle is going down, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play, like I told y'all earlier, I was telling K. Nicole, I'm going to play like the music that the Obamas is playing in the White House and they rocking in the White House, and then the music that the Republicans is playing in the White House. You know, we got to be fair. You know, we got to be like Fox. I'm going to do it the Fox Network way. I'm going to be fair and balanced, just as fair as balanced as Fox Network be. I'm going to live off of their motto. All right, so with that being said, I flip the coin. Democrats won the first toss. Do the Democrats want to play their music, or do they want to, Obama want to rock the house first? So, with that being said, can we give some noise for my president? Time for us to rock. Let's get it. Now, this is how we would start off at a Obama's house.
Ain't no peace. All we got is a beast. These are foreign behind. So play it, child. Go
keep it rocking right now. This is how it goes down in the White House these days.
your thing. Give me the bridge, y'all.
Bin Laden, my man Obama said, what? They were sitting in the office, him, Hillary, Joe Biden, they was in the place, they was like, Obama said, he said these words right here.
Set it off, I suggest don't, set it off, I suggest don't, set it off,
set it off,
set it off, set it off on the left, don't, set it off on the right, don't,
set it off,
come on, let's set it off.
Set it off,
I suggest don't. Set it off, I suggest don't.
Set it off,
set it off.
Come on,
set it off,
set it off.
Whatever it is.
Democrats, we get down, yo. When you ever seen a president that rock like this? Can't you picture my man Obama and Michelle coming in the joint? And this is their theme song right here, and it comes out like this. Damn. I know I could do that. I'm doing it right, but I'm going to do it like this because my president is a player, player. Let's do it.
Don't want to be a player. I don't want to be playing no more.
I'm not a player. I crush a lot.
Take him to Harlem and the boogie down. We had to let the president know how we do this, how we do it right. This is how the Democrats do it. The Democrats do it. The Democrats do it. We gonna rock the house. We gonna win 2020. 12 November.
The heart, but got love for all. Lying, die in the fire where I learned to ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh damn it, we home. Heater got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame from my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. See foes fall flat, flat. Like deja vu, and I got another clip down a deja crew. I sit pissed out, dumb heat, mo with the piss down. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss down. Keep them in the 50s and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me stripes. Cause I'm quick to slide off and slide this dick up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex, and I lounge on Lex, and I love sex, and I wave checks on sets that be trying to flex, like Dex, nigga God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold, ho, y'all niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same, Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beef they ain't scared to shoot, all little niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay, niggas out of Queens got shit on lock, strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Yo, the RM80 is parked in the lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you walk around thinking shit's crazy. Stop me, maybe. I'm living life flawless. Making big investments on them A-class flawless. And hoes call us. I'm comfortable like McCarroll. 2/4 of my life walking roads tight and narrow. Deep thoughts which I abide by. Pumping high, got my mind's eye. Point sharper than an arrow. Getting high, keep your eye on a sparrow. Riches like a pharaoh. Bought a new 5 with the snitches for these hoes. Trunk full of ammo. Keep my toes close than most. Niggas keep their own shadow. And I strap for my foes like a saddle. I rock stones. Other niggas rock gravel. Talk shit, whatever have you. I'm from Soundview, Bronx most wanted. Front, get confronted. Player, we rolling deep in the 1.500s. Like Big Eye, red eyed, mad blunted. You step outside and get blooded. Have your whole block flooded with the Bronx, it's a warning. Storm in, guns out from dusk till dawn. And it's on, no doubt. Keep an eye on your bitch when I'm roaming about. And put an eye on your lip, nigga. Watch your mouth. I'm from the Bronx, wipe your feet when you step in my house. Cause you's a small time nigga, about a half an ounce now.
New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas got crazy loot. That's because when it's beef, they ain't scared to shoot. Harlem niggas know how to play. Back to 600 getting crazy pay. Niggas out of Queens got shit on lock. Strap with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Guns like what? The lingerie is like what? Soundview like what? My 74th like what? Money boss like what? The gun runners like what? And K&S like what? And Uptown like what?
Charlene, play on. Strong Eye, play on. And Mount Vernon, play on. And Yonkers, play on. And putting it down for NY, you know what I mean? NY, and worldwide.
My president don't stop there. He tell me, cause my president got
flavor. Shoot the blab, robotic kicking flab. Flavor been a batter, chill a chatter, madder than the mad. I bet you buy shit, call my flatter. I got the data, turn your body into an analyzer. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac that go off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kick it out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking my flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees, or you'll be burning dragon fleas. Brother Freeze, man's rooted in deep-rooted folks. Smoke and leaves your brains booted. It's bad MC, with stamina like Bruce Jenner. The winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That thing that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip, boy, all the time. Fuck, boy, find me kicking eight worth of time. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No blade could ever dig a grave. On the back, the power pack in black, make you see bad trap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Back to brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. With more hope than a poke, but for MCs more knots than ropes. I'd like to break it down, breaking, forsaken, lost the MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs don't run like a bomb threat, I bet, or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Straight back is the flame that rocks from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my actions, that's the maxim, the MCs not relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy, watch the MC not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Back to brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking brand new flavor in your ear. Back to brand new flavor in your ear. Ha!
Go Obama. Shoulder.
time I'm about to have. Yeah, I'm really feeling good, you know what I'm saying? This is how I would be doing if I was the DJ in the White House. This is how me, the kids, you know, I would play a little, you know the radio version of some songs that I played. But at Grown Up Night, with Joe Biden and Obama and Hillary and Bill Clinton in there, we would end with this one. We would tell the Republicans, this is how we feel about y'all. This is how we would end it.
For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, heavy, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, 34 recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hold for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'm live illegal. And once my kid on arm, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit. You don't know when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm freaking. Son, ain't shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is on the gun. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Go Obama. 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 Go, 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 go. Go. That's how I would rock the house if I was the DJ in the White House right now. We'd be rocking like that all day. They'd come in, they would call me the funk room. They'd be like, yeah, DJ Biggs threw in the funk room. That would be somewhere downstairs in the bottom. I would have like 20 Secret Service, real Secret Service Not no dudes going out partying, getting coked up and with prostitutes. Nah, I would have the real Secret Service by me, and I'd have been rocking, and everybody would have been jamming. We'd have everybody. We'd have brought back Miss Albright. Well, we bringing back everybody. I ain't gonna lie. We'd have brought back Laura Bush. Tell her to come in there. We like, you can come in here and rock with us. We ain't got no problem. We keep rocking like this. Now, unfortunately, the shoe could be on the other feet. I could actually be DJing for the Republican. And it would be a whole different game. I'm telling y'all. I mean, y'all, it would be, I'm trying to think. I'm looking at K. Nicole, and I'm trying to explain it to her how it would be if I had to DJ for Mitt Romney. But the only thing I could do is just let you hear it. It would go something like this. Republican. All my Republicans in the house, put your hands up.
Peace is radio.
all feet, all feet. One, two, left feet. Let's go.
Everybody was in the dance floor.
Republicans is like, we're gonna really get groovy, man. We're gonna get funky, man. We're gonna show that we're hip. And this is the sound that we're gonna show that the Republicans are cool. Real, real, real cool. Obama's not the only cool one. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Mitt Romney, Mr. McCain. Also,
Beach Hispanic.
I'm just like Fox News, man. I think I did my job, man. Once again, you listen to Beach Soup Radio. This is Ladies Night. We did it real big. K. Nicole did her thing. Women's rights. Remember to vote. Make sure you always tune in to Beach Soup Radio. You never know what's going down. Tune in tomorrow night. Make sure Hot Talk Live. Me, Kappa, they in the building. We are in the building, Beef Stew Radio. If you don't believe me, I'm going to let you know where you at.
Beef Stew Radio.